It's the radio segment that was hoping to create the adult version of Candyland. Called Brandyland, where you stop on different colors and drink cocktails.
Dude, that's a great idea.
That's actually a great adult game.
Yeah, but he got too drunk and ended up throwing up on the board. So back to start with Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. Those other skidamarinky-dinky-donks just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Montana. Just last week, a high school principal had the hardest day of work in his entire life.
Oh, no.
The reason? 12 students rode their horses to school.
And I love this.
Here's the thing. In accordance with a 110-year-old law, he was required to take care of them for the entire day.
What?
Whoa, wait a minute.
I mean, I gotta say kudos to the students doing their research on the law and then also following through.
I was gonna ask, did the students know this? Is that why they wrote them in?
It happened in the rural town of Conrad. And the high school principal posted a pic on his Facebook of all 12 students mounted on top of their horses with the caption that read, "Montana has an old law saying that if a student rides their horse to school, the principal has to feed and tend to the horses throughout the whole day."
I love it. Oh, my God. You guys.
Oh, the picture's being tossed around the room. It's so funny.
Y'all know I went to college in Montana.
Yeah,
and
this is normal.
I had a friend from New Jersey whose grandmother was just certain that we didn't have cars. She was positive. She's like, why do you want to go to school there?
Also,
you have to ride. This doesn't help. I'm just saying.
Also, with gas prices, this is like economically
logical. Oh, that's a good
logical point.
Yeah.
So this wasn't an easy task. The post went quickly viral with people saying it was the funny news story they needed to hear. One person said this is a great example of a principal and students connecting in a very positive way. Another person said, way to fight the rising fuel prices.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're wondering, the school's mascot is the Cowboys and Cowgirls.
Of course.
Very appropriate.
So yeehaw. This next laser story is out of Pi Palace Central.
Ooh. Oh, Brooke loves it here.
Well, this was an oversight. There's a pizza place in Wales called Welsh Italian Pizza.
Okay.
That's been around since 2015.
Uh-huh.
But they're going viral after an event last month where they prominently displayed their website name in all caps. And they had an outdoor booth where you could walk up and get pizza. But because of the all caps, the words in their name were a little hard to separate, which was a problem because the last two letters in Welsh and the first two letters in Italian spell a certain four-letter S word. For some people, it looked like the first word was followed by the S word, and the rest of it looks like alien pizza. So, to paraphrase, it looks it looks like, well, crap, alien pizza.
Again, you're showing the picture.
It looks so funny.
Because they put it all together in the website line.
Oh,
I get it now.
Or possibly pizza that's been well crapped by aliens.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So a spokesperson for the pizza place said the company hadn't planned for the blunder, and they admitted they usually use different colors in which you can use capital letters at the start of each word to make the distinction clear.
That would have made it better, for sure, visually.
I want to go to WelshAlienPizza.com.
Yeah, true.
Actually, yeah, when I find out it doesn't mean that, I'm like, oh, never mind, we're going somewhere else.
Yeah, this next laser story is out of the wonderful world of Walmart. How would you rate your accuracy with self-checkout?
Oh, terrible.
I'm so good at it.
Oh, my God.
Every time I use it, I think I should work in a supermarket.
I have to wait every time for somebody to come over and help me.
Oh, no, Brooke, for that
I mean, it's mostly because I'm buying wine and they have to check my ID.
That's different than what I'm saying. Like, have you ever realized that something didn't get scanned or you forgot to pull it out of your cart?
Do you mean do I put sweet potatoes as baked potatoes? Because, are they cheaper? Yeah.
It's way cheaper.
Well, some Walmart locations are cracking down on self-checkout shoplifting. And they're issuing citations if people walk away without paying.
Oh, no, she didn't.
The sensor always gets me.
Oh, my God.
You know, it'll be like, beep, beep, you know, your Gatorade. I'm like, oh, darn it, I forgot.
Well, in some cases, people are stealing, and that's bad. But a report out of Arizona talked with customers who claimed they were cited for mistakes while handling a large number of items or dealing with children while they were checking out.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, they're distracted.
One woman said that because her mistake was more than $30, the sheriff arrested her for petty theft. She didn't say what the mistake was, but $30 isn't just missing like a couple veggies.
No, yeah, that's not a baked potato.
That's like a whole shopping cart. Like, oops.
You know, the kid was distracting her by actually wheeling the car out of the store. Yeah. That was very distracting.
Oh, I forgot to scan these 6 pans of lasagna. Yeah.
Walmart's response, they're taking, quote, basic measures to control inventory, but they wouldn't say how widespread their self-checkout crackdown is. Of course, many people don't even want to do their own checkout.
I hate it.
In a recent poll, people were asked what they'd do if there were no lines. Where would they go? 56% said they'd want a human cashier.
Yeah. Whoa.
And just 36% said they'd do self-checkout.
Oh, my God. You don't have to look up the codes. You don't have to bag it yourself.
I love it.
Still, I feel judged when I'm buying when they see me, you know?
I'm so fast.
I don't know. I just gotta go alone.
This next laser story is out of Winnie's world. Okay. A few months ago, Winnie the Pooh entered the public domain.
Aww.
And not surprisingly, he's now entering the domain of low-budget horror. Yep, there's even a movie on the way called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
No!
Don't ruin Winnie!
I'm going to show the pictures to my co-host, but this movie was written and directed by a guy you've never heard of.
Oh.
And it stars a bunch of people you've also never heard of.
Oh.
This is terrifying. Like, it's like fat Winnie the Pooh is going to kill people.
No. It's like a grown man in a Winnie the Pooh mask.
But it's like, but Winnie the Pooh's face is like droopy and scary.
And it's all dark.
I don't like it.
Ripped up flannel on.
I don't like it.
Really not a lot of information on the plot, except that it's, quote, a horror retelling of the famous legend of Winnie the Pooh.
This was not needed.
It's like, you want to take my money? I'll kill all of you. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
that one. For the record, Disney still retains the rights to its version of Winnie, but the original author's Winnie is now fair game.
Okay. You know, it's like the victim runs up the stairs, he will do, oh, bother.
Yeah. You know? Eeyore's like, you killed another one. Yeah.
It makes me scared about the old tale about the tortoise and the hare.
The tortoise.
Could you imagine this guy being remade into an R-rated movie? Chasing the rabbit? Steady wins the race.
Oh, no.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Monday.